afternoon, and I'm still standing at Stella Point. What a magnificent place. Try to take a look at an aerial photograph of Kilimanjaro to appreciate where we are. It's any 9/11's dream come true to be in a place like this. Back home, if you could just try to let your imaginations appreciate where we are now at the top of Africa. The team continues to cross Stella Point. About half of them I'm watching now walk over towards the crater camp, right across the crater of Kilimanjaro, and I'm looking down into the clouds at the rest of the team climbing, and of course, we're talking to everyone on the radio. But now I want to talk about Brock Metcalf. Brock's experiences on the mountain this week have taken me to a deeper appreciation of why I climb. I told him a few minutes ago, he's my brother, and he's a man that I admire more than anyone else I know now. I know a mountaineer's passion in their eyes, and I see it day in and day out in Brock Metcalf. We have been brothers in our efforts here, and I know a lot of other people feel that way. So Brock and his wonderful team, his support team, the trail rider team, Brock's team, got to Stella Point. Of course, we had to do our conference about where we go on. You got to understand, it's a mile or a kilometer and a half and an hour and a half walking around the crazy wind to that little point out there called Uhuru that's 300 feet higher than us, where a bunch of us are going to try to go tomorrow. Brock talked to his teammates, his support team. He looked at me. I knew the answer when he looked at me. And after we talked to them more, Brock said to me, "I'm too high." And I broke out laughing and crying because it's around here. I can't remember the times that I've looked at my brothers around the world in high places and known, yeah, you're too high. That means that's enough. We'll be fine. We took it as far as the mountain wants us to go today. So Mount Brock and that wonderful crew of support people, including his African team, which is huge and wonderful, and their smiles and their spirit would have really brought tears to your eyes. Actually, it will, because Star TV was here, and I think we got good videotape of this. But not only Brock, but to Jordan and Paul and Luke and Andrew. Job well done, you heroes. No one's ever done anything like this. We got to take it home now. What we'll remember and appreciate from these high times in Africa will be Brock and the rest of us forever. So, great job and thank you, team.